Susan Ella Etheridge kept a small herd of milk cows and sold butter at the commissary and in Jefferson. The family still has wooden butter molds that imprinted slabs of butter with the name Ella. The long, low barn had plank siding and six stalls. It stood at the end of a lane leading from the woods where the cows were allowed to browse. Twice a day, the cows were called from these woods to be milked in the milking barn. And between feeding times, Joyce Etheridge, Ella's daughter-in-law, remembered chickens laying eggs in the feeding trough. The giant white oak standing between the milking barn and the warehouse was almost certainly growing tall before Joseph Shields established this farmstead in 1866. Another ancient oak stands beyond the family cemetery near the teacher's house.